Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's been a while since we've been on the air, as you know. We got a whole new season coming to you April 1st. But before that, I wanted to tell you about our South by Southwest events. On March 13th, there is Ross Golan's The Wrong Man. That's me. I'm performing at Central Presbyterian Church on Wednesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. On the 14th, we are doing And the Writer Is with none other than Wyclef. That start time is at 12:30. It's at the JW Marriott. The capacity is only 125 people, and we have about 200 people who've already favorited it on the South by Southwest app. So make sure to go to both of those. On the 15th, I'm giving a keynote speech on song math at 2 o'clock. That venue is 16 AB at the Austin Convention Center. So come to all three of those events. But we might do maybe a few pop-ups here or there. So make sure to follow us on social media, either me at Ross Golan, the website, or any of the And the Writer Is ones at And the Writer Is across, you know, Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you in the great state of Texas. Okay, well, you may recall we held our very first And the Writer Is songwriting competition last fall. We want to first extend a massive thank you to everyone who participated. The winner was awarded their very own feature episode of And the Writer Is, which we got to record via Skype. So without further ado, I'm happy to introduce the winner of our And the Writer Is songwriting competition, Jake Davis.
This year, we started the first annual And the Writer Is Songwriter Contest. And the winner of this year's competition is Los Angeles' very own Jake Davis. Welcome, Jake Davis, on And the Writer Is.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here. Appreciate it. I'm glad that, you know, it's cool that you guys did a contest where, you know, it wasn't just based on votes, where you actually listened and, you know, picked something yourself. I think that's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, shout out to those guys who did get in the top 10. There were a lot of people who hustled really hard, got some votes. And in a lot of ways, you know, the thing that separates songwriters who make a living versus not is often the hustle. So kudos to all of those who got in the top 10. You know, what we were looking for in is people who really are pushing some boundaries on the math and then staying disciplined in, you know, the symmetry, melodically speaking, and then making sure that the lyrics are conversational. And, you know, some of the things that we look for when we're A&Ring projects in LA. So, you know, we felt like yours was the best of the 10, and it's exciting to have you on. So congratulations.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was a little like, that song actually originally had a bridge on it. And then recently I got like scared and deleted all my bridges.
Why?
Because I was like, I don't know. I just felt like A&Rs like never really got to the bridge anyway. And people are more likely to listen to more songs if you send them shorter stuff. Mm. So I submitted something without a bridge. I thought like, oh, that'd be like the pop thing to do. It's like a real demo.
It's an interesting time right now because people are listening for songs for different reasons. You know, if you're listening to it for art, if you're listening to it for commerce, You know, maybe the notes would be different, maybe the map would be different. But when you're talking about, you know, let's say Spotify playlisting, and in the case where, you know, a lot of the submissions were the artists, so they were able to take certain liberties as an artist. But as a songwriter who's pitching songs, you know, I understand what labels are looking for, as far as they're looking often for songs that are 2 minutes and 45 seconds long now. You know, we're back to pre-1964 lengths of you know, short and sweet, and trying to make sure that your song doesn't have skip rates that are high on Spotify and Apple. So there's some logic, and that was probably a smart choice.
I think that's really cool, and I'm into it. I thought, you know, that song Mine by Bozzy that came out was like the first song I've heard in a while that had just two choruses,
mm-hmm.
and it was still managed to be like a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, you know, a lot more stuff going that way, and I'm for it, yeah. You know, on to the
Absolutely.
Next one.
So let's just, yeah. You know, I want to introduce you to our audience a bit. So let's give a little backstory. I know you're from Los Angeles. Where were you born?
Yeah, I was born here in Sherman Oaks, which is where I'm living at currently. You know, I've moved around the valley and stuff, but really haven't gone much out of LA. Went to school at UCLA, learned how to kind of produce there, was in the music program, produced a bunch of bands there, and then did the artist thing for a little while. I actually went out for that show West Side that I know you've been writing for, or maybe some other people. And you know, got pretty far along. They met the network, and it was kind of a different show when I was going out for it, but we were talking about, they were going to have me on like the music side of it. And then there was the reality side of it, and they were going to come film this show that we did at the Terragram Ballroom. And
let's just giving a little context. Yeah. West Side's an unscripted show on Netflix right now.
Right.
Johan and I wrote the first song of the first episode, We Are the Ones. So yeah, they have, you know, nine contestants-ish. It's not really a competition, but, you know, nine participants in the show who have gotten pretty far in LA, but not all the way. So continue from there.
Yeah. Anyway, so it just, you know, it was a cool introduction into to being like more of a, I guess, a serious artist, or on a platform where you would be seen. You know, we were doing well in LA. We were selling out shows in LA, but I was with a band, but it was really just under my name. I wasn't known like, you know, worldwide or anything. And this was that first kind of opportunity. And, it ended up making me realize that whatever that gene is of like kind of wanting to be seen, and like the sort of thing you have to be an artist, was not really my thing. I was really just into making the music, and I had never really considered that pop writing or just writing for other people was an option. I mean, I knew it existed, but I just like didn't know anything about that world. And then my friend and production partner, Adam Bukas, who actually made the beat for the song that I submitted, Ghosted, just randomly asked me to join him on a session. And I had never co-written before. I'd always written everything myself. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. And I just fell in love with it and started doing it every day. And he sort of connected me with some of the people he knew in the industry. And now this is what I do full time.
Wow. Are you signed? Do you have a publishing deal?
I don't have a publishing deal right now. I just started this year, and I've been talking to a few people. But I do have, supposedly, some cuts on the way that the deals are done with nice. Some major labels. So I'm excited about that.
So how did you, you know, how does somebody survive in Los Angeles? Where you know, like, what is your day like? If you're doing this full time right now, how do you survive?
Well, a big part of it was getting my own studio. I got a studio in Sherman Oaks, saved up some money and just rented it out. And it ended up paying itself off quick, as far as just getting the word out on Instagram a lot. People kind of got to know me, and now I have kind of a regular influx of production clients that I'm producing or writing for. Most of them are independents. And then I kind of mix that in with the major label sessions that I take and the pitch sessions and stuff like that. But it was hard at first. I mean, I didn't make money for probably 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
I grew up with my dad with music business. He was an executive at Sony Music Publishing, and used to work for Jimmy Iovine at Interscope for a long time.
Okay.
So I was sort of like attuned to the, you know, the the fail for a while nature of the business and wasn't so afraid of it, you know?
Sure. Did you meet any of the other writers in the competition or anything like that? I mean, have you had any interaction with other people from the And the Writer Is greater family?
Well, actually, I've reached out to a few of the people who have been on the show, and they've responded.
Great.
A few of them, you know, have listened to... I won't shout them out because I don't want to blow up their spot and have people sending them a bunch of music or whatever, but I'm in talks with a couple of them, and they're nice guys. As far as the competition, I didn't really reach out to anybody, although I saw the girl from Transviolet submitted. I'm a big fan of that band.
Yeah.
So kudos for her.
Very cool.
And yeah, you know, people said congrats and stuff. That was nice.
That's awesome.
But I was mostly just looking forward to talking to you guys.
So what's the next step for you?
I would like to sign a publishing deal at some point, just trying to find the right deal. You know, I'm lucky to have like my dad kind of supporting me in that sense that he's seen a lot of publishing deals and knows a lot about what's going on, and maybe almost too lucky. I kind of don't want to be too reserved and, you know, never take a deal just because, you know, I know about almost too much about it, I guess.
Right.
At some point you have to be willing to just take a risk and realize, like, you know, sometimes the juice is worth the squeeze, losing a little bit to gain more in the end. So it just depends on if it's a company that like really works the roster and puts you in sessions, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just, you know, getting sessions with every writer that I can and producer that I can that I think does good stuff. And I've met a lot of cool A&Rs and different people. I've been working with Joey Arbogee a lot at Epic. Shout out to him. And just, you know, doing that whole game, a lot of first dates.
Yeah, of course. It's weird. I went to USC and studied music business there, and one of the things that they would teach is, you know, hold on to your publishing. And
yeah.
The best move I ever made was signing a publishing deal with a real publisher. You know, I mean, as I've said before, I thought it was going to teach me how not to get screwed, but instead it really teaches you how you're getting screwed. You know, having a degree in it and that, that ability to walk in and say, okay, this is what I'm giving up for the opportunity. You know, that's the difference of, like you said, being in the room or not being in the room. And, you know, from the label and publisher side, a lot of them say you can argue over deal points for months and months and months. But if the deal's a failure and the relationship is a failure, it won't matter. And if the relationship is a success, it also won't matter. It's only, you know, those little deal points that you know, and maybe they're not even so little deal points, but
right,
rarely in the end, if it's successful, you know, there's only so much you can negotiate for, especially if people are honest to where they are in their career.
Definitely. You know. I'm curious, when you signed, did you have cuts already?
Yeah, I mean, I had, when I signed with Warner Chappell, I had, I think, CeeLo and Demi Lovato and Maroon 5 and Nicki Minaj and a bunch of stuff all kind of coming out at the same time, maybe even Justin
right.
Bieber. But I was in bands for a while, and so I had a couple deals. They were as successful as the bands were, and you don't know who the bands are. So there you go. You know what I mean? I wasn't necessarily waiting. You know, I wasn't waiting to do a publishing deal and waiting to have cuts in order to do one. But it didn't hurt that I had some cuts on the way.
Right, you know? Definitely. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at too. You know, I'm open to it, but I think it'll help when some of this stuff comes out, hopefully the beginning of next year. And, you know, we'll just start taking meetings then and see what's happening. It's really about finding someone that really likes your stuff. I mean, I've talked to a few people, like, I was talking to this guy, Greg Johnson, who is at Songs Publishing, which I guess is, I think, dissolving, but
he's at Columbia now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been keeping up with him, but he was one of the first people who called me and like had actually listened to my entire pitch page's stuff and knew like all the lyrics to the songs and what each one was called and stuff. And when somebody like goes out of their way and shows that they really care like that, it definitely makes me a lot more inclined to, you know, work with them.
Sure. Where can people find you? If publishers want to meet you, how can they find you?
They can just find me on Instagram. I'm at Hey Jake Davis. You know, or Hey Jake Davis @gmail.com, you know. Appreciate the little platform shout out there, man.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Exactly. Do it. Yeah, man, you know, I appreciate you submitting, and you know, there is obviously somebody who's been in the room writing a lot with other writers, because you know, I care about things like symmetry. I care about that stuff a lot, because I think that people listen in patterns, and it's all about the audience member. And I think, you know, you gave the audience something that they can sing back. So I appreciate that. So congrats again, and make sure to check out at Hey Jake Davis across internet platforms. And thank you for listening to the podcast, obviously, and welcome to the And the Writer Is family. You're the first to have won one of these competitions, so that's pretty amazing. And we look forward to watching all the great things that you have coming out in the future. I'm excited to hear about these songs that you have on the horizon, and you know, hopefully down the line we'll be able to do an update after you've had a bunch of hits.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, I would love to come on for a real episode sometime. And I just want to say, I really am a fan of this podcast. I've listened to every episode, and kind of since the beginning. And I think it's really cool that in a business that's kind of very secretive, and a lot of people, you know, there's still a bit of a stigma about the fact that some artists don't write their own songs or co-write their songs or whatever. For people coming up like me, this is one of the only windows into that sort of behind the scenes thing. So it's awesome that you guys are doing it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much. Yeah. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right. Congratulations.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Jake Davis, for submitting and for winning the competition. Thank you all for participating and for supporting the And the Writer Is first annual songwriting competition, because we will have more in the future. And again, a reminder, season 4 will launch April 1st. We have an amazing lineup this year already. We've got Teddy Geiger, Skylar Gray, Ben Gibbard, John Bellion, Shane McNally, just to name a few. We also, just one last time, we will be doing a bunch of events at South by Southwest. So make sure to go to southbysouthwest.com or download the app. And on the 13th, come see Ross Golan's The Wrong Man at 7 o'clock. Come see And the Writer Is at 12:30 on Thursday with Wyclef. And on the 15th, make sure to come by the Song Math keynote speech that I'll be giving about how songs are made and how they've been made for about 1,400 years. So come and enjoy that, and that's at 2 o'clock, and we'll see you on our social media and at some of the pop-ups in Austin, Texas next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.